So, do you guys like even like me that much?
Okay.
Welcome, my fellow wannabes. Welcome to another edition of Beer Bros. If you're here from the from 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. Is probably the space between the episodes. I have the same guests with me from the same month, which is Ryan and Ethan. These are my brothers in podcasting. These are my friends, and these are my fellow beer drinkers. So I thought it was only natural to have them on the show for yet another episode. We're going to be going a completely different direction. We did Fat Tire last time. Now we're going to be doing, if you look in the GoPro right here, we will be doing Yuengling. Now, whenever I asked you guys if you wanted to be on the show, I didn't really care what Ryan thought, but Ethan had a suggestion on what beers he would like to, you know, talk about and discuss. So tell us a little bit about the history with this beer.
Well, like I talked to you, the whole thing that I kind of came up with is influences, right? Mm-hmm. You have said many a time on your podcast that your podcasting was influenced by our podcasting together.
It's true.
So I thought influences would be a great thing, and Yuengling for me is a huge influence on my beer drinking now. My brother moved out to Georgia several years back, and when I went out to visit him the first time, he's like, "Have you ever tried Yuengling?" And I'm like, "I don't like Asian beer." But he said, no, it's an American brewery. It's been like the longest continuous brewing brewer in the United States. And I was like, I'll try it. So he brought out the Yuengling Lager, as we have here, and I've been hooked on it ever since. So this is like a love affair for a decade for me now.
Very nice. So yeah, you're not the first person to have a love affair with Yuengling. My cousin Mikey, this is his favorite beer. And I did not realize that, I did not know that this was America's oldest brewery. So that's interesting. So do you know anything about where the name Yuengling comes from? Anything like that?
It's, the brewery is in Pennsylvania. Yuengling, okay. I believe, was the family name from, okay, what, 1829? Is that when it says on the front?
I don't know.
Right there.
Yeah, 1829.
And that was the Yuengling family, and they started the brewery, and it's, you know, there was a few years there during the Prohibition when they had to find other work, but besides that little hiccup, they've been brewing this beer.
Very nice. So that's just the family name, and it's a little bit more information about this beer. The Fat Tire we reviewed was also an amber ale, as is this, an amber beer. So, I mean, you know, you could, it's kind of hard to call something amber and have it not be an ale when you think about it. So I don't see any ABV on it, so we're going to take a look at that really fast. So Yuengling Lager is 4.4% ABV, which is quite a bit less than the Fat Tire.
Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of interesting to see the correlation between those two beers, and I'm interested to see how your palate kind of separates the two, especially since we just got done drinking a beer of the exact same type. So did you know that they were both the same type of beer?
I did not realize it.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And every time I've had Yuengling, I've really enjoyed it. Have you had much experience with Yuengling?
We've met.
Okay, cool. All right, so Ryan, would you do the honors? You want to pop the top for me? I like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's good every single time. So would you pour it
for us? By the way, because people are screaming at their screens right now, this is a twist top. So.
Oh, gotcha. Well, for those of you who are mad at us for using a pop top, we do the pop top for the Sody Pop Squad. We do the pop top for all of our beers. So you can just get right over it. I don't want to mess up my hands.
Don't mess with tradition.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Don't make a big deal about it. So right from the get, right as Ryan is pouring it right now, I am seeing pretty much the exact same coloration as the Fat Tire. The Fat Tire might have been a little bit darker, maybe. But I'm interested to see.
You need to take that last swig right out of the bottle there.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, Ryan's getting an early start. He can't deal with us. All right. I am kind of curious as to why they have it in the green bottle, because that is a sunlight hazard to ruin your beer. The green bottles, it would actually make your beer skunky. That's why when you buy a Corona in a six-pack, it's almost always skunky, versus if you buy it in a case, it's not going to be that way. So I'm curious to see. How long have you had this, by the way?
I bought it at the first of the month.
Okay, so it's been exposed.
It's been in my fridge the whole time.
Okay, good. All right, let's give her a smell. So yeah, it smells way different mm-hmm. than the Fat Tire. You can almost, I don't know if you guys are getting the same thing as me, but you can almost smell, I don't want to say you can smell the exposure because that's not really the right way to say it, but you can almost kind of, it kind of smells like a Corona a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Smell-wise. That could be for a variety of factors, but let's go ahead and take a drink. Okay.
It definitely tastes different after the Fat Tire.
Yep. You can definitely taste the mouthfeel is different. Mm-hmm. The overall flavor is different. This is like drinking, I mean, borderline, it's like drinking a glass of water right now, which isn't fine. I mean, it's fine. It tastes good to me.
Well, like I said, that's why I like this beer on a summer day. Because
This is when you can just knock back. Honestly.
Yeah. While it is an amber, you like a Fat Tire? I wouldn't want that in the summertime. This I can drink in the summertime, and it tastes a little bit lighter. Yeah.
Ryan, what do you think?
It's a lot lighter. I feel like I want to put a lime in it.
Yeah, me too. That's where I'm at too. It very much has it has Corona-isms a little bit. I mean, I'm getting, and that might be because of the sunlight potentially.
I think
just the light in general that it's been exposed to.
If a Corona and an Amber Bock had a baby, we might get one of these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. It doesn't taste bad. It's really good. It's refreshing.
No, and I hadn't put all of this together with the Corona, but now that you're saying it, I'm getting that. That also explains why I like this so much when I'm in Florida on the beach.
Because there you go.
This is my beach.
There you go. That makes a lot of sense.
I think I'm getting a little bit more bitters and less hop.
Yeah, I can.
With the Fat Tire.
Yeah, I think this.
That we had 2 weeks ago when we were all wearing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that the Fat Tire definitely is probably the more well-rounded beer overall, whereas this leans one way over the other way, and it does kind of stand on more of, you know, not the hoppier side, but yeah, more of like a bitter aftertaste, you know, kind of more of a lingering bitter aftertaste than what I get initially when I first put it in my mouth, if that makes
sense.
You
talking about this one?
This one.
Okay. For me, I'm getting, once I swallow this, it's gone. Mm.
Yeah, there's none of the aftertaste like you got with the Fat Tire.
Right.
Which, depending on the mood that I'm in.
You want to have another drink.
That's true.
And it's light enough that you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very light. This is like Fat Tire light. Honestly, we are going even lighter here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I don't know if it was just the power of suggestion or not, but I think that I'm picking up a little bit of skunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
Every Yingling I've ever had has had that quality to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
People are going to kill me for this. I kind of like the smell of skunk. When you're driving down a country road, you get that. Everyone else, oh! And I'm like...
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I'm not like in pleasure of it, but I mean, it's like, it's kind of like, it's not like as bad as, especially I live in the out in the country now.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different mm-hmm. vibe. I know what you mean.
We smelled three on the way in. That was terrible. Yeah,
I was in heaven.
He was in heaven the whole time. He's like, I need to come to Gabe's more often. He can spit his beer out. I'm also one to say that I love Corona. That's my go-to summer beer. Yeah. So, and I mean, every Corona... I mean, unless you're going to drink a case of it the day you buy it, it's always going to have a slight skunkiness to it. So, I really like this beer. I think it's good. I think it's probably about time to score it.
So, Ethan, what's your verdict?
Well, like I said, it depends on my mood. And we're recording in the dead of winter right now. So, obviously, like you said, this is a great summer beer. But I can drink it any time. And so, taking the... non-objective 5 that I would have scored it just because I love this beer so much. I give it a 3.5. Okay. 5.
Right on.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time I've had this beer indoors. This is one of those beers that I always have this usually when Ethan has handed me one. And this is usually when we're on the beach.
That's true.
Something that I noticed about this particular beer, it seems like it has a little bit of a sweeter flavor, which is great at first, but that sweet, after about 6 or 7 bottles, it kind of starts to wear on me a little bit.
When have we... never mind.
Yeah. So, you know, then you have to break it up with some Doritos or something on the beach, and so...
Or some Buddy's seafood if you're in the Panama City area.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
No, but not six or seven, but just maybe a couple. It kind of feels like it starts to... You know when you've had too much soda pop?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of starts to get that way for me.
Sure.
And then I need to switch to something else. So I'm good for with this for about one or two, and then I definitely need to take a break. But that being said, it's also very easy to drink, has a very good flavor. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
And if any of you are wondering about Ryan, when he says take a break, he means switch to the strawberry daiquiris.
Oh, you're a daiquiri guy?
No.
Okay. I mean, I like them, but whatever.
No, that's when I switch to the bourbon. But
oh, right on. Yeah, I'm the type of person, they're having a moment on my show. Great. For me, I'm kind of in the same boat as the both of you. I'm going to give it the same score I gave the Fat Tire. I'm going to give it a 3.5 because it is very much two different, even though it's the same style, quote unquote, of beer. It's definitely something two different times I would drink it. I would be drinking this in the summer. I'd be drinking Fat Tire more like now, you know, during this time of year. Very much a fall beer. But I mean, they both kind of do the same thing for me. I'd probably drink one, maybe two. I'm not a huge, I love beer. I don't drink a lot of it, like in quantity. Like yeah. I like to try different kinds and, you know, base my, you know, get my assumption on it. But I mean, fact of the matter is I can't drink a lot of beer because I'm a lightweight. I'm not a lightweight, but I mean, I'm a lightweight when it comes to alcohol. So yeah, it's a 3.5 for me. I think, you know, it's a super solid beer. It's one definitely, like, if you had a little bit of extra scratch and you didn't want to have to pick up a case of Natty Light this time or this week, pick up the case of Yingling because it's just diverse enough.
And I'd just like to point out, because I don't know what your demographic is here, but if people are on the West Coast or in the Western states, they can't buy this.
Gotcha, because it's only...
Until very recently, you could not buy it west of the Mississippi River.
Yeah, you couldn't get it here.
You could not get it here. Still can't get it here, technically, in Missouri.
You have to go to Arkansas.
You have to go to Arkansas, which is where this came out of. So.
Right. Yeah, that's where Mikey gets his as well. Yep. Very good. Well, guys, this brings us to the end of our Beer Bros visit. I really appreciate you guys. Yeah, it's a sad day. Thank God. No, just kidding. I really enjoyed having you guys on the show. Thank you for providing the beer. In a sense, you could say that the Age of Geek sponsored this episode of Beer Bros.
Yeah, we were happy to.
Yeah, second return I've seen on this YouTube thing, which means I must be doing something right. Whenever I'm making millions, you guys are going to be getting a couple of bonuses, a freaking bone thrown your way,
man,
if you know what I mean.
I love this.
Yeah, it's going to be great. No, in all seriousness and all joking aside, thank you all for visiting once again the Wannabe Critic. I appreciate you guys' support. As always, let us know what you think in the comments below. If this is your first time here, consider subscribing because there's lots of this kind of humor and... Yeah, okay, now I have to put it there. There's lots of, you know, this kind of humor and stuff on the show, and we do a variety of things here. So thank you so much for stopping by. I'm Gabriel Fast. And thank you for preparing yourselves for a plethora of hot takes and potentially unpopular opinions. I'm Gabriel Fast. I will always be the Wannabe Critic.
I'm Ethan Maestri, and I will always be the Age of Geek.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm Ryan Mazzocco, and I have nothing more to say.